Social media, it's the place to be. And there's truly something for everyone. It's become the place to search for information, whether it be reviews on a new product, what's going on in your community, or staying up to date with family and friends. Today, the 4-H Ontario Communications team comes together to chat about all things social media and share tips and tricks for utilizing social media as a 4-H association, parent, or volunteer to best support 4-H in your area. Hope you enjoy today's show. Welcome to 4-H for You, where we hope to inspire you to use your head, heart, hands, and health to best serve yourself and others each and every day. Welcome, welcome. I am so excited today to have you both with us to chat all things social media. I think this is going to be a great episode for people to use and reference to when it comes to social media and 4-H, what people can do from a 4-H association level, as a volunteer, as a parent. We're sharing all the tips and tricks about social media, things to expect, what you can do to best support your 4-H association.
So I have Natasha and Rachel here. And myself, so for the whole comms team, I thought maybe we'd get started by just talking a little bit about the social media channels we use at 4-H Ontario, and then maybe some trends and things that we're seeing. Maybe Natasha, did you want to chat about the different social media channels that we use, and then maybe what kind of trends we're seeing?
Yeah, for sure. So for 4-H Ontario, we use Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and TikTok. And we really focus on Instagram and Facebook for interacting with our participants and parents and volunteers, because that's a great way to get the word out for things and share pictures too about events and just create a community through that. And we've seen like a lot of traction lately on videos, so like Reels and TikToks. I think that's a great way to interact with our youth and have people who've never maybe heard of 4-H before just get some insight about what it looks like and what they can do at events and maybe pique their interest about it. And yeah, Twitter is really great for just like little small tidbits of information or just quick links that people should check out.
Yeah, thanks, Natasha. That's great. And Rachel, you've done such a great job bringing that presence to Reels from the 4-H Ontario account. So what kind of things have you noticed when it comes to Reels and TikTok videos that you find are really helpful?
In terms of kind of Reels and TikTok videos, the two things I've noticed with kind of the popularity of videos is definitely, I think we see this across all our social media accounts, but people love to see people or things that they can kind of relate to. So doing like easy activities that people can follow along, recipes, all that kind of stuff. Or even with our events, like seeing what the kids or the volunteers are doing at those certain events is huge. And the other thing, especially with TikTok, is using sounds that are trending. Like obviously TikTok's algorithm is a little bit different than a lot of other platforms. So kind of using what is trending on TikTok is going to help you to get more views on your videos. So definitely just looking for trends.
Right. It's so interesting too. And I've heard that if you see a trend on Instagram, it's already probably been a trend on TikTok, but 2 weeks prior. To your point too, Rachel, it really comes back to with people. It's people trust people. And it does really come back from trust. So that's why even when you talk about like influencer culture, that's why it's so prominent, because people trust people. And we almost need to have like 4-H influencers, as you could say. That's what we can do as, say, volunteers, parenting, and how you can support your own 4-H association just through social media from a personal level. Let's circle back to the different social media platforms here. And I know, Natasha, you mentioned what kind of content we use on different ones. Could you maybe elaborate on maybe why we would choose to use certain content on Instagram versus Twitter? And even when we get looking into the world of LinkedIn.
Yeah, for sure. So let's say with Facebook, I mean, I think that's great for storytelling and like longer form content. So definitely like sharing out articles that people might want to read. I think people on Facebook, and maybe because it's the older generation who has a longer attention span has just more patience to read stuff and like look through photos. Definitely using graphics is super helpful on Facebook and Instagram, just to, you know, see a person there and just be like, oh, I went to that event when I was younger and a part of 4-H. It just makes it relatable. And I think just definitely in like captions, just storytelling, I think is really great for Instagram and Facebook, just so that, people can relate to what you're saying. And it's just interesting. You know, you want to read it, grabs your attention. I think Twitter is definitely more informational and just like getting your point out there, because people scroll through it quickly. It's just kind of like, here's what you need to know. And then that's it. Like, it's very short and quick. But yeah, even having like text in your graphics too, I'd say for Twitter is helpful, because it's kind of like just a quick infographic of like what's the main details, and then you can move on. And yeah, even LinkedIn is great for promoting things related to careers, even just promoting the skills that youth can get from our events. Is super helpful, because really LinkedIn, everybody's going to use it when they're older and try to find a job. So just making those connections on there and promoting events that will help youth in their future is a really good idea.
Right, for sure. And even when you look back to Twitter, I feel like that short form piece it's reflective in the character count, because it's what, 280, maybe. Yeah. And that's not even word count. So it's really thinking about those different social media platforms and utilizing them in the best way for those audiences. Instagram, that's where our youth is at. So if we're sharing information that's related to fun things that they're going to do at camp, or the cool hands-on things they're going to learn in the vet club, all those sorts of things are going to best serve on Instagram. And even when you think about Facebook, like you said, we've got a bit of an older generation, so that's maybe where our volunteers, maybe some parents are at. The kind of information we're going to share on there is going to be more tailored to what are the skills that your child is going to learn. Or as a volunteer, these are the things that you're going to gain by being a 4-H volunteer. Because as we know, that often volunteers will say that they learn just as much as the youth do in the clubs that they lead, which is so awesome. And sharing those good news stories too. So I think that's super important, and really just drilling down into what does the audience on that social media platform look for? And I think that's an important place to start. So when it comes to, say, if you're posting on behalf of your association about all the things that are going on in your 4-H association, think about who's on what platform. And that's maybe a good place to start when it comes to creating that content. So if we're talking from an association level, what are some tips for creating social media content?
I'd say even, like, I think you kind of mentioned this, just like sharing the experience, because, you know, not everybody knows what 4-H is and what they do. And like a lot of associations post great pictures, but even just like sharing what the kids have learned, or like what the club is exactly, what they're doing, what they gain from it. I think just truly sharing the experience and kind of telling a story about it would be really valuable. Like using stories on Instagram too, because like you said, that's where the youth are, and they're looking at stories sometimes even more than actual posts. Just because it's quick and easy to go through. So just adding interactive things like links on stories or polls, just to see what people want more of, or just like creating a community through that.
Yeah, like kind of adding on to that, definitely just know who your audience is on which platform. Like as we've kind of already stated, like Facebook maybe is for more the volunteers and parents, so content should be geared more towards them on that platform, whereas on Instagram, it is more towards the actual members of the association who are participating actively in those events. So kind of having stuff that is more relatable to them, and they can see their fellow peers engaging in those activities. And then also on social media, a huge thing with like graphics and stuff is just making sure that the colors and the logo is like more visible, because the more that we show the same colors, the same fonts on our posts, and keep that kind of consistent across all of our associations, as well as like obviously 4-H Ontario and 4-H Canada, that becomes more of a memory. They're gonna easily see those colors or that logo and be like, oh, I know exactly who that is. I know what they're posting. I know what it's about. Like it just becomes that consistent message across all the platforms.
Yeah, for sure. It's all about strengthening that brand. And the more that we use that, the more that we strengthen that 4-H message. And that kind of even brings us to Canva. So earlier this year, even maybe last year, I think it was earlier this year, we introduced Canva to associations. So each association can dedicate a person or two to access our Canva templates. So 4-H Ontario created different Canva templates that are all branded with all the 4-H colors, the fonts, and then there's also each 4-H association logo was included in there. It makes it super easy to, one, create graphics for to promote different clubs, events. Maybe you're looking to gain some volunteers in your area, all those sorts of things. But it also means that they're all branded. So you don't have to worry about, oh, is this color right? Or do I have the font? Is this the proper use of the logo? All those sorts of things. They're all embedded right in that Canva account. So maybe, Natasha, I'll pass it over to you. And maybe you can explain just a little bit more about how Canva works, what it is, how an association would access it.
Yeah. So Canva is super user-friendly. It's not scary like Adobe or any other programs like that. So we've set it up so that we have, like Laura said, all the information is inputted there. All our branded logos, the colors are all in there, and you can just use it. So there's a form on the website that you can just input your email into, and that request will come to me. And then I can just quickly add you into Canva, and then you have full access to Canva's pro account. And from there, you can create posters. You can even use their own templates and change the colors if you want. You can add images into there. You can play around with the text. There's lots of things you could do. You can create Instagram stories. It's just really great for making quick graphics and saving it from there and just putting it on social media. It has so many different templates. So really anything you need to search up, just look it up there. Even if it's for like a barbecue, let's say, they'll have a setup template for that. And then you could just change it up to have 4-H fonts and colors as well.
Right. And they have stock images too. So that is really helpful, which if you have photos of 4-Hers that you have permission to use and those sorts of things, that's always great. There is stock images for the times that it just doesn't work or you don't have that. The other thing too, it's you can use it on your desktop, but also on your phone. Let's say you're the person who's helping out with your association social media channel. You have your phone, you can use the app, use that template, alter it, add in all the information for your upcoming event. You save it to your phone. It's in your camera roll. Then from there, you can post it to your association's Facebook, Instagram, however you want to use it, which is really great. I think the other neat thing about it as well is that it has the formats for the different social media platforms as well, right? So when we talk like Instagram stories, it's going to have it in the proper dimension so that it's going to best serve on an Instagram story versus an Instagram post, which is more of a square graphic. It has all of those features in there, so you don't ever have to worry about those aspect ratios, which is really awesome. And I think that from an association perspective, it's something that we're really excited that we were able to do because it keeps everybody on the same page. Like Rachel mentioned, that it really strengthens that brand. We're making sure that our colors are all the same across the board. Our fonts are all the same across the board. Our logos are in the proper format. It's that consistency that comes. And again, if we can be all on the same page, it does nothing but strengthen that brand and the 4-H presence across all of the different channels that we're present on, no matter if you're from the provincial level, the national level, the association level. So those are some kind of tips and tricks for associations. Now, if we're going to chat maybe about, say, you're a volunteer or a parent and you're like, okay, I want to help because, again, like we chatted, people want to see people. People trust people. So we also have an important part to play as parents, as volunteers. So maybe we'll chat about some tips from a personal level. How can you promote the 4-H brand and your association, your club, all of those sorts of things? So Rachel, what are your thoughts as the person who's been really active on our social media accounts? What are some great tips for posts that you have seen that have been shared by volunteers or parents?
Yeah, for sure. Like from a volunteer and parent perspective, I think one of the biggest things, as Laura and Natasha have both mentioned, is that trust. I mean, if you see a celebrity endorsing a product, versus kind of your close friend or someone that you know from wherever endorsing a product, you're going to trust your friend more. So I think from a 4-H perspective, it's huge when we see parents or volunteers who are posting about 4-H and how great it is and just the great events and projects that we do, because those posts are trusted by the audience, they're trusted by our viewers, because they're coming from that more relatable local level. So that's a huge thing. And we love to see kind of everyone's personal experience. And that also comes in the form of reviews too. Obviously, people trust reviews more from people they are closer with or more relatable to. So that's a huge thing too. Our reviews on Facebook are important to us, and we really appreciate when people do that. We'd love to hear feedback from people, and we really do want to make, you know, our audience and our members happy. So just hearing anything from volunteers and parents, we love to repost, and we love to see your own personal experience with 4-H.
Right. And I think it comes back to this idea that it's genuine, in the sense that there's nobody's getting paid to post about the 4-H club that they've run. So if we can share those genuine pieces, that is going to be much more trusted by the audience than, say, anything that we could ever even post as an organization. It's just the way it is. And two, like you mentioned, Rachel, the reviews are huge. Like you said, if we kind of, most people will look at a review or ask a friend or something first before they ever purchase anything, take part in anything. They ask for feedback. And the way our world works is that we have so much information at the tip of our fingers.
Yeah, those genuine posts show how much people love 4-H and how loyal they are to it. That it's just, I think, especially when I first started here, I didn't know about 4-H. And then I was like, wow, there's so many people who are just extremely dedicated to it and just want to show their love because it made a huge impact on their lives. And they know that by volunteering, they're making a huge impact on youth's lives. So I think like that specialness about 4-H is something to really promote. I think just sharing experiences, or even sharing, like if you meet a youth that, you know, said, hey, like you really made a big impact on my day. Like, thank you. This club has helped me come out of my shell, or this club has given me confidence. Share that on social media. People love to hear those happy stories, especially about youth, because then you're seeing, wow, 4-H really is making a difference in what they're doing. So I think just sharing those sweet stories is really special, and people can relate to that, and it makes them feel something. I think especially when you evoke emotion in someone, that's when it really stays with whoever's looking at it.
Right, and we totally have the power to do that with social media posts. So even from a parent perspective, it could be, my child took part in the vet club. This is what they learned. This is what they came home and told me. These are the kind of activities they did. It was great. And even from a volunteer perspective, it could be the same idea, but this is what we did with the youth last night. This was great. This is what they learned in their club. I also learned XYZ, because again, yeah, our volunteers often learn just as much as the youth do in the projects that they're leading. So that can just be from a post perspective, but we also mentioned earlier community groups, and people often use them as a Google search. So utilize those as a place to promote the local events going on in your community. Maybe you're doing a fundraiser, or you're maybe having a new club coming up. Share that within your community groups. Let them know, this is what the new club is. This is how you sign up. This is the kind of commitment and maybe the things that the kids are going to learn. They're already there searching for information. They're already in that mindset where they're looking for something. It's a great place to share information about what's going on in your 4-H association. And as well, because it's right within that community, you know that you're going to be targeting people that are most interested and invested in what's going on in their communities, and more likely to participate because of their geographic location as well. I think those are some great places. And then even back to the reviews too, we talk about Facebook reviews, but you can even do, say, Google reviews right on the 4-H Ontario website. I don't mean to brag, but we have 4 or 5 reviews on our Google. But really think about it. If everybody, say if you had your association and you asked everyone on your executive to post a review on the Google 4-H Ontario piece, that could be at least 10 other reviews. If everybody in every association did that, that could be upwards of 500 reviews. And again, the more reviews, the better traction we're going to get, even from a Google perspective, when we're talking SEO, any of those sorts of things can be ways to support the organization through 4-H Ontario, through your own associations, all those sorts of things.
The one thing that I think should be promoted maybe more towards parents and volunteers is that there are so many life skills that members, parents, volunteers will learn. I mean, even just with like events like Career Mania. And I think that's the one thing 4-H focuses on, is that you learn about agriculture, you learn about life skills, you learn even just soft skills, like how to get along with people, how to speak in public with confidence. Those things are so big now from like a school perspective or a job perspective. And I think that's something important, is really focusing on those skills that the kids are learning, or members are learning, or even our volunteers and parents are learning, just from kind of being a part of it or learning about what their children are learning about.
Right. And I think the one thing I really love about 4-H is that if you ask an alumni about their 4-H experience, they're not going to tell you, I learned XYZ in the dairy club. What they're going to tell you is the skills that came from the 4-H club, whether it be the confidence to public speak, the confidence to ask hard questions, the critical thinking skills that come with those clubs and through that learning and that experience. I think that's the really important message we want to share, that when it comes to 4-H, it's not necessarily about the learning and the clubs that you may see right away. Your child may come home and be like, today I learned XYZ. Those may be the immediate things that they feel they learn, but it's when those skills that come from the way that the meetings are formatted and the way that they have an achievement day. So they get to showcase what they learn. They're encouraged to think critically. They learn communication skills by speaking up. They learn about governance. So I think those are some tips and tricks from the comms team that we're always happy to share. And if you have any questions, you're always welcome to send any of us a message. If you're unsure about something, want to chat something over, looking for some more information on how that works. The other thing too is that if you haven't signed up for Canva yet, again, that's our kind of content creating template tool, you can call it. We have access to a pro account, and each association is able to have access to that, so they can create graphics for their own associations to promote clubs, events, maybe need for volunteers or recruitment of members, however you see fit. If you have any questions about that, you can send a message to Natasha. She'll be happy to answer any questions or help you get set up if you're unsure. You can also sign up on our website. We'll be sure to add that link in the show notes as well, so you can find that easy way to get signed up for Canva. And again, if you have any questions, you can send them to Natasha. Her email is digital@4-hontario.ca.